Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Act Like a Man. I am excited today because I have with me one of the best strength coach in the Philippines. Grabe, sobrang sikat nito sa Facebook, no? And thank you na may time siya sa akin ngayon. And so let me introduce to you a StrengthsFinder, certified StrengthsFinder coach and a consultant. So welcome, Mr. Val Bagyos. Hi, Val.
Hello, hello everyone. Thank you, Pastor Dennis, for this opportunity na makasama dito sa inyong vlog.
Yes, actually matagal na kitang gusto interviewin. Wala lang akong oras. So ngayong naka-quarantine, I was able to schedule the interviews that I need to have for our podcast para marami ring matulungan ng mga lalaki, no? Yeah. And I think one of your passion, Val, nakita ko, no, in how you do your life is you coach a lot of men, a lot of single men, and a lot of young couples. No, and I know they would learn a lot from our podcast today. Now, just to give Alang a few, maybe introduce yourself to our people who don't know you yet.
Yeah, so yon. My name is Val, and I'm a Gallup Certified Strengths Coach, and I do leadership coaching, leadership development consulting with companies here in the Philippines. And ngayon lang, ngayong pandemic lang, my first ever client sa US. So,
yun
pa ako.
Grabe.
Dahil sa
international ka na.
Oo, sa virtual natin, nagkaroon tuloy ako ng client. So, I'm so happy about that. So, yes, that's what I do. I talk to people one-on-one normally, mga managers, ganyan, and I help them out through the leadership journey that they have in the organization through one-on-one coaching.
Yes.
And then my favorite tool, of course, to use is yung StrengthsFinder.
Yeah. You know, I have some friends who had their coaching session with you. Lahat sila, after the session, walang bukang bibig, kundi sobrang okay nitong coaching with Val. Sobrang dami kong realization sa buhay. And I think it's really very effective to help someone know his strengths, no? Now, Val, the StrengthsFinder book has been famous in a lot of corporations. Bakit napaka-importante to know your strengths and to live out your strengths?
Yeah. Si Gallup kasi ang ganda nung study niya, and yung pag nag-invest yung organization into knowing, awareness pa lang nung strengths, may effect na, no? So, nagkakaroon ng productivity effects. Nagkakaroon ng, you know, yung awareness pa lang ng mga tao, nagkakaroon sila ng awareness sa kung ano yung strengths nila. And at the same time also, hindi mo maiwasan, nagkakaroon ka rin ng awareness kung ano yung mga possible weaknesses mo. Kasi nga, parang ano yan eh, parang hand in hand. So siguro kaya nagiging mas widespread yung paggamit ng concept ng strengths organization, not only here sa Philippines, but more nauna pa nga sa, ano, sa global, sa mga corporate sa global. So, yon, I think it is important for me in my own experience as observation ko. Kapag nagkakaroon ng awareness of strengths yung mga tao sa, let's say, employee or even managers, nawawala yung kanilang, meron silang level of insecurity minsan na parang tinitingnan nila yung isang leader na parang sana ganyan ako, kaso hindi ako kasing galing niya magsalita, hindi ako kasing charismatic niya mag-lead, or hindi ako kasing galing mag-analyze ng information, ganito lang ako. May ganun silang notion. And kapag na-open yung mata nila dun sa strengths nila, ang immediate na napapansin ko is nagkakaroon sila ng realization na, uy, pwede pala akong maging magaling na leader in my own way, in my own flavor. So I think yun yung isa sa foundational realization na nauuna parate whenever I start coaching with strengths. Meron silang comparison na ginagawa kung ano sa tingin nila yung ideal leadership, ganyan. And then pagka nagkakaroon sila ng awareness na, uy, strengths pala to. Akala ko, ano lang to eh. Akala ko, ganito lang talaga ako, makulit, madaldal, ganyan. No? So marami silang ganun. And they cannot describe it in a more positive way. Pero dahil sa strength, may language na sila na parang, uy, meron akong positive way to describe who I am. So, nagkakaroon ng empowerment, ganyan. So, confidence.
Yeah. Meron nga akong naging impromptu coaching, no? It wasn't supposed to be a coaching, it was a phone call. Until it came about na nagkakaroon siya ng mga leadership insecurities na baka kaya ako hindi nagli-lead ng this way kasi parang does not meet the expectation. And to tell the guy, you know what? You have to be comfortable in your own skin. Nakikita kita, ang dami mong giftings. Mm. Doon ka nagagamit. And it's not in this area where you want to be because that's the traditional view of leadership. But then you are leading in your own way. And if people could only see, no, yung potential and strength na kaya nilang gamitin yon instead of trying to be somebody else,
Yes.
Not to be comfortable in their own skin, di ba? What happens is there's a lot of insecurity sa workplace na nangyayari, di ba? So, yo, right. Anong journey mo to becoming a coach, a consultant? How did you get comfortable in your own skin?
Ay, nako. I remember na when I was trying to start, I was talking to you. I think we have a couple of conversations about this. Una, about me resigning and all of these things. No. Actually, ano, it started with me siguro personally experiencing StrengthsFinder. I remember two of my friends met in church dyan. Si Buen Laiga, no? Sabi nila sa akin, uy, mag-StrengthsFinder ka nga. And sabi ko, ano ba yung StrengthsFinder? Wala akong kaalam-alam noon. Sabi ko, kaibigan ko sila, for the sake na may mapag-usapan kami, di, sige, binili ko yung libro, nag-test ako, and then all of a sudden, parang, uy, sabi ko, parang iba to ah, parang iba. So all of a sudden, may realization kagad, binabasa ko pa lang yung report. And then, started praying about it. Sabi ko, Lord, teka muna. Parang totoo tong test na to ah. Parang hindi to yung typical lang na parang, okay, ganito ka, ganyan ka. Hindi, parang sabi ko, parang eto yata talaga yung kung paano mo ko ginawa. And so, nung nagkaroon ng ganung conversation and started asking questions to myself and to other people as well, nagkaroon ng konting clarity. And sabi ko, parang I wanted to help people and then nagkaroon ng may mga questions ako about so saan mo sila tutulungan? Ang daming ways para tumulong ka. In fact, in my work before as an IT, nakakatulong din naman ako sa tao. So I got clarity and, you know, yung detalye na nag-journal ko siya. And hanggang sa, yan, I found myself mentors also to help me out, to explain paano ba tong consulting word na to? Paano ba tong coaching na to? Ano bang ibig sabihin nito? And, you know, paano ba ginagawa to and all? And, you know, thankfully because of some mentors who helped me and showed me the way na, oh, ganito yan, ganito sa consulting world, ganito naman sa coaching, ganito naman din sa speaking. So, nakita ko, it was, ano, I took the test 2011 and the realization that, siguro the realization that I wanted, it came around late 2013, so a few years after, pabasa-basa lang ako ng libro noon. And then sabi ko, hindi nga, sige nga, try ko. Pinagsabay ko sila nung day job ko nung una. So, graveyard shift ako sa trabaho. Sa umaga, yan yung racket ko sa strength. So, pinagsasabay ko, no? Hanggang sa medyo sumasakit-sakit na yung mga likod ko, tsaka mata ko. And then eventually, ito yon yung nag-usap tayo noon. Sabi ko nga, paano kaya to? Parang gusto ko na mag-resign. And I remember you telling me that eventually, you have to decide. Hopefully, within the year. And I remember that same year, nagsabi na talaga ako sa manager ko. And 1 month after that, I filed my resignation. And then I became full-time. And that was just 2017. So, mga ilang taon pa lang naman. Ang haba rin, no? So, from 2011 up to 2017 when I finally decided to resign. Medyo sigurista, eh, no? So, ano rin. So, that was my journey. And then, syempre, sa simula, was coaching my friends.
TYTY muna.
TYTY, oh. Tapos hanggang, sabi ko, sige, ano, 500 pesos lang, ganyan. Para, tapos, ano, basta ikaw pumunta sa bahay, ha. So, may mupuntang mga friends ko dito, babayad silang 500 per session. Happy na ako nun kasi, sabi ko, may nagtitiwala sa akin, ganyan. And I get to practice from time to time. A lot of my friends trusted me and helped me become better by allowing me to coach them during that time. Minsan nga, feeling ko, hindi pa tama yung ginagawa ko. Pero, sabi ko, okay lang. And then, yan, when certification came, mahal kasi certification sa US, Hong Kong, Tokyo, sobrang mahal. Siguro, abot, kasama yung board and lodging, lahat, airplane ticket, ganyan, mga half a million peso. Sabi ko, nung kinunta ko yung Gallup, sabi ko, teka muna, 1 year, ano ko yata yan, parang kulang pa. Sabi ko, sige, saka na lang. And then, galing ni Lord din, sabi niya, nung 2015, dinala dito yung certification at 50% off. Sabi ko, okay, mukhang kailangan ko ng i-empty ang aking lifetime savings account. No? So, yung aking savings account ng bata ko, sabi ko sa nanay ko, pwede ko bang gamitin? Sabi niya, anong gagawin mo dyan? Sabi ko, magko-coaching na ako. Sabi ko, ano ba yung coaching na yan? So, I had to talk to them. You know, my dad sent me a long email about baka pwedeng mag-IT na lang ako and all of that. Because they don't know, no? They don't understand. You know, coaching is a fairly new profession. So, I understand. But then, pinagsabay ko naman, I tried really understanding yung career na papasukin ko. Very safely, actually. kasi kasal na kami ni Chan noon eh, 2013, nasabi ko, hindi pwede, baka mamaya, wala kami pambayad ng rent. Ay, rent ng bahay. So yun, that was my journey. And then, yun nga, 2017, I became full-time. And I love it eh. I love it. Sabi ko nga.
So no regrets? No regrets on the decision you made?
No regrets at all. There were some times pa nga that one of my clients wanted to hire me full-time in their company. And then I talked to Randall during that time. Sabi niya, nandiyan ka na sa role that you are, you have freedom to create for your own. Ikaw, sabi niya. And then, yeah, tama nga naman. I realized, I decided na maybe I wanted more this path na I could create something, you know, on my own and all these things. So, I'm really happy, you know, ang galing-galing lang how it was orchestrated. I'm still definitely learning up until now. I am very young in terms of the consulting world. No, I'm just getting to know the ropes. But I think ang pinaka-importante is that I know that I am in my work now. Majority, I'm playing to my strengths talaga. So in that sense, so napapractice ko talaga kung ano yung ano. So, and then, if that happens, kasi I'm tired. So there are many times nung hindi pa ECQ that when I arrive home, ano lang ako, no, hihiga lang ako sa couch bigla. And then my wife would tell me, oh, pagod ka. Oh, pagod. Ganyan. Whole day. Eh, 6 to 6. Ganyan. Oh, eh, ano, happy ka ba? Ay, sabi ko, happy. Sabi ko, hindi naman ibig sabihin that I'm tired physically and mentally. I am not happy. I think that ito yung gift na nakuha ko dito sa career na to, because yes, I could be tired, you know, doing these things, but at the end of the day, yung fulfillment niya sa akin, yes. Iba. Parang ano, parang it's a fuel for the next day ulit. Yeah. So, yun.
So that's a picture of a man living his strength and living in his potential and not just doing what people say you should do and be stuck with the job that you really don't like, no? Which, di ba, according to studies ka, 9 out of 10 ba don't like their jobs, no? Parang ganun ba? Or 8 out of 10?
15% lang sa buong mundo globally ang engaged sa trabaho nila. The remaining, the remaining, what, 80%+ is either disengaged or actively disengaged.
Yes.
So, yung pinaka-bare minimum, zombie mode ka, no? You're doing the minimum required para mag-time in and mag-time out. So, 15% lang talagang nandun sila sa mojo nila.
Val, may question ako sa'yo. I need your advice. I know many now are experiencing, ikaw kasi nakaantay ka pa eh, ng 2015, di ba, yung 2012, 2011, nag-test ka, 2015, ganyan, 2017. Yeah, you took time. Sabi mo nga, sigurista ka at that time. But now many people, kahit sigurista ka, you're forced to jump into something that na parang, nako, kailangan ko na to gawin kasi wala na akong trabaho, marami na wala na trabaho. What's your advice to people now with your background in strengths and your experience about jumping from one job and really saying, I'm taking the dive and move into a new world of consultancy and coaching and leaving my safety, no, of a monthly payroll to doing things now on my own where I need to hustle, I don't work, I don't get paid. Anong advice mo sa mga taong ganun na ngayon nawalan na rin ng trabaho?
Oh, hirap. Ang hirap niya, no? I mean, I would be the first one. Nung sinasabi mo ka, nung dinidescribe yung situation, imagine ko, sabi ko, you know, I couldn't imagine how, you know, this sudden change would feel sa kanila, no? To be honest, ako, you know, there's this concept na whatever you need to do, you just, and if you know you really have to do it, our minds naman are capable of adapting. So, minsan, meron naman ako, dun tayo muna sa parang opposite side of the spectrum na, oh, Val, ayoko kasi hindi ko strength yan, nagiging reason, di ba? Parang hindi ko gagawin kahit kailangan ng gawin, alam nila, pero hindi nila gagawin kasi nagiging excuse nila na parang, eh, Val, hindi ko yung strength eh, yung strength ko talaga ito. I tell them, you know, strengths are not really an excuse for you not to do anything. In fact, if anything, strengths would empower you to do something that you know you need to do. And so, strengths-wise, in the perspective of strengths, I think go for it. And your mind, and your brain, literally and scientifically, mag-a-adapt yan eh. Growth mindset naman yung utak natin eh. And so, your strengths would figure out a way at some point. Yes, some of it might not be so natural to you. I've seen people, no, in sales, pero hindi naman daw sila magaling magsalita o introvert daw sila. Sabi ko, hindi eh. Your mind can really adapt to it if you just know and understand where you're coming from, aware ka kung ano yung, yun nga, mga strengths mo. Pwedeng-pwede mag-adapt. And so, strengths wise, don't be scared kasi kaya mag-adapt nung mind natin. But also minsan we are too caught up with the ideal picture of career na parang eh gusto ko ganyan, gusto ko ganito. Ang ano rin eh, and then it causes parang paralysis on their decision making, baka hindi sila makapag-adapt kagad sa changing environment. I think that, you know, minsan, lalo na sa mga lalaki, lalo na pag kami umaasa sa inyo, we really have to do what we need to do. Eh. And so, if the short-term vision is to just survive for the next 6 months, and what it entails for you to do is to be able to adapt your business or to adapt your career or to come up with something, innovate something, then that's what needed to do. And ako, if I were faced with a coaching conversation with that person, I would say, okay, then upuan natin, then paint me a picture what you want to do, and then let's see how your strengths can help you in that direction. Kasi kayang-kaya naman yan eh, kayang-kaya naman ang strength. And I guess, on a personal naman, if or a friendly, ano naman, friendly advice, kitang-kita ko rin kasi talaga faithfulness ni Lord sa ano eh, sa career ko eh. Hindi ko mahiwalay sa kwento ng career yung faithfulness ni Lord eh. Na hindi, may promise naman siya, hindi kanya papabayaan.
Tama.
And so, yun din yung ano naman, yun din naman yung parang faith side noon. Na parang, and so, if you know that that is something that you have to do, I think that you already have what it takes to be able to do it. So, yeah.
So, technically, you're saying a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Basically, eh. Ganun
just
talaga.
Do it.
Just do it, eh. Mag-ano na lang yan.
Oh, talon ka na, wala na eh. Di ba?
Wala, oo.
Kung di ka tumalon, mamamatay ka. Tumalon ka na rin.
Ganun din.
Ganun din. Pwede kang mamatay, pwede ka rin mag-survive, di ba? And yes, new muscles, no? So, I think there's more win to that situation, no? And really, thankful ako sa ginawa mo years ago, no? Because you took that jump. Even though we knew you were starting a family, you were buying a house, di ba? Oh. Yeah, nga nung tumalon ka, sabi ko, tapang na tao to ah. No? Kahit si Krista, feeling ko, the risk that you took, no? And I think because also of your age, di ba? Bata pa naman tayo, kaya naman yan, di ba? There's the fighting chance of a younger man. And for those of you who are listening here who are very young, di ba? Don't be afraid to take risks like my friend Val. And look at him now, playing to his strength, having the time of his life, na very rewarding ang trabaho, very, ano, ang ganda, no?
Fulfilling.
Fulfilling, no? Tapos international, ano na siya ngayon, consultant, dahil may isa na siyang international.
Yay!
Yeah! And those are the small beginnings, Val, di ba? Na hindi mo naman malalaman kung how God will do things, right? And so, truly amazing, no? Now, before we end, Val, any encouraging word you want to give our people here, aside from you've got to do what you've got to do, what else do you think a lot of the men listening to this need to hear?
Yeah. So, siguro, two things, no? Sometimes, as men, we are, you know, we are really, at this time, lalo na at this time, a lot of the men, parang nakikita ko nag-gravitate towards two extremes. Number one, they are pushing themselves too hard, and syempre, ang dulo ng road na yun minsan is frustration and disappointments, minsan burnout. Mm. If you are listening or watching this vlog, and ganun ka, know that, ano, I hope that you are coming from a state that knowing that you are enough muna and you are loved as you are, I think yun yung maraming men ang kailangan makarinig no, na you're enough muna. Start from there. You know, I know you're pushing yourself too hard. You're enough, and because of who you are, first and foremost, without putting anything yet on top of you, di ba? Parang kung ano-anong achievements, you're loved by God by who you are. Kasi alam naman niya eh, na create ka niya ng ganyan. And in the same way also, sa opposite side of the spectrum, are men also who are comparing naman themselves. And I know I've been in that position also na syempre bago ako sa profession, bago ako sa career, or siguro baka bago ka sa business na papasukin mo ngayon dahil napilitan ka lang, dahil ECQ, baka bago ka sa e-commerce, baka bago ka sa ganyan, no? The same way, you might be comparing and you might be, you know, nandun ka na sa point na discouraged ka na, ganyan. The same message, I think. That message of just being secured of who you are muna before you even pursue a lot of things, many, many things in the next coming months, next coming days. Sana doon ka manggaling, no? As a man, sana doon ka manggaling na, okay, first and foremost, I have what I already have. I have my talents, I have my strengths, I have my family supporting me, I have people who loves me supporting me. And most of all, I have God who accepts me and loves me for who I am. I think if you're coming from that position and then you start pursuing inching yourself closer to where you want to be, I think, you know, that would ensure that men is pursuing healthy yung mga passions nila and kung ano pa man din yung gusto nilang i-pursue nowadays. So I hope that made sense and I hope that encouraged you today.
Okay, thank you so much, Val, for your time. Alam ko very timely tong push mo, no, sa amin na the 2020 is a year of training, is what I have been saying in my podcast. And this is listening to somebody like you who's been there, took the job, did what he needs to do, is something that's very encouraging to all the men out there. So I just want to encourage everyone, continue to play to your strengths. Be comfortable in your own skin. Don't compare yourself to others. No, and if you need the needed push and the proper coaching, Coach Val, saan ka namin pwedeng makonta? So we can put it on the link below.
Yeah, so I'm always in Facebook. My Facebook page is Val Baguio. So VALBAGUIOS. That is Baguio City with S.
So Val, do you have any upcoming coaching webinars that you have that we can go and enroll so we can learn from your experience?
Yes, definitely. No, so up this July 2, I am launching my first ever career coaching program. It's a full program, almost 5 hours worth. So maraming sessions. I am gonna announce it soon in Val Baguio's. But then, you know, if you click on the link, you can register in my program. So, yon. I hope to see you there, lalo na to those of you who are seeking career clarity at this time. You know, naguguluhan kayo. Maybe you're experiencing burnout in whatever career aspect, no, ng buhay nyo. So, please check it out, and I hope to see you there in my program.
Wow. So, is that a one full night seminar, or is this a series of seminars that you're
doing? Series siya, no? So, it's meron siyang video on demand na tiga 1 hour, 45 minutes to 1 hour. And then, wow, meron siyang dalawa live coaching sessions dun sa mga participants. So, ililimit ko lang para, siyempre, makapag-usap kami ng maayos.
That's nice. All right. So, hope you guys can register if you're looking for clarity in your career. If you're wanting to live out your strength, meron pong mas matagal na seminar si Val, no, that you can go. So go to the link that we'll post below so that you can register in that class. All right, thank you so much, Val Baguio's, to Gallup Certified Strengths Finder Coach, and also a coach of a lot of men. I know that our interview today has encouraged so many people. And if this video has blessed you, pushed you, motivated you to become a better man, please like, subscribe, and share to our channel, to your friends, and to your family members. And also to all the men out there, continue to act like a man.